I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
Stop me if I get tedious, okay?
Yeah.
I realised the other day...
You're going to talk about renovation or wine. They're the tedious topics.
What about kids?
Kids can be tedious.
Yeah, you're definitely. Good. You've got kids. You don't tell too many kids stories.
No.
Anyway.
They are pretty amazing.
And then you pull out your phone and you start flipping. What I did the other day? Speaking of flipping on your phone.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't tell the story. But a friend of mine sent me, for my birthday, a pair of underpants that had a section in the underpants for a section of my body. Can I say that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I put them on and they weren't that impressive.
Yeah.
So I wanted to send him a photograph. So I put
a
piece of fruit in there, right?
Oh, wow. A banana.
A banana.
Yeah.
and took a photograph of it and said, thanks for the underpants. They were joke underpants, by the way.
Yeah,
it wasn't
being
serious.
We get it.
So I sent him a picture of me with the underpants with a banana in them.
Yeah.
And he just texted back, glad they fit you so well. So
he's joking, sure.
You reckon?
Yeah. You'd think so.
Well, why didn't he make a joke then?
But you know that photo's now on the cloud. That's how Jennifer and that what's-her-name got hacked. No one hacked their actual phones. They hacked the cloud. So that's going to be the next scandal.
You know what? I was smart about it, though, because I thought something might happen. I just did the...
Headshot.
Did the body shot.
I think so did Jennifer Lawrence, but people knew.
Anyway, so what was I talking about? Well, I don't know how we got onto that, but that's right. And then I've been getting some pictures done at my house, and I had to show the woman where I wanted to put them in the house. So I brought up my phone, I took a shot of the wall, and I'm flipping through, and I flipped through to the shot of me.
The underpants
with the banana down my,
and what'd she say?
Well, it was that knowing silence that I flicked.
I just a bit of fun there. Anyway,
I'll put the picture there. Not there. Okay, anyway.
We should start the show.
Hello, welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So we get two topics. They're somehow related. These are random topics, but there is some connection there.
Yeah, and it's not just a weird story. It's a fact. It's been, you know.
But we don't know what the connection is. We've got to try and work it out.
Yeah, and if we work it out, we don't win a prize. Please, if you're at home listening to this, don't Google it. Come with us on the journey and have a crack yourself, and then wait till the end. And
all be revealed.
And this week's episode, I'm a little request, and we're going to have some think music.
Yeah.
So you can make a clear decision. So don't feel pressured.
Okay. Should we get our topics? What are the topics, Sam?
Your subjects today that are somehow related: Chopper Chups and Salvador Dali.
I don't like Salvador Dali. I've just come back from Europe, as you know, Glenn, I went to quite a few art galleries because my wife loves them. But my teenage son said to me the other day, no more art galleries, Dad.
There's nothing more tiring when you're on holiday than an art gallery or a museum.
That and a church.
A church? As I've said before, sometimes if I'm in the city and I'll just go sit in a church just for... And
that's right, you do, yeah.
Yeah, just to get away from the traffic. They're always vacuuming.
Yeah. Vacuuming. Oh, the churches in Europe are all historical, so they're all busy.
Yeah, busy.
But anyway, I saw some Salvador Dali, but I just walked past them and go, oh yeah, the hanging clocks.
There's the hanging clocks. There's the elephants with trombones on their heads.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, and then there's the nude skulls.
Oh yeah, right, of course.
Where they get people to lie naked.
Yeah.
And then he figures them into.
Oh yeah, of course. I prefer Picasso. I'm not an art expert, but
Picasso. I saw Picasso do a line drawing of the bullfighters or something.
Well, you actually saw him do it.
I saw him do it on a documentary where he had to draw a figure, and he did it like in 10 seconds, and it was a perfect form.
And that would be worth $50,000.
Yeah,
that painting that he would do.
Yep.
But see, that's the thing about Salvador Dali. He loved money. I know that much. And the rumor was that his wife or assistant would sometimes do the drawings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He loved money. A little bit like when he would go into a cafe, he'd say, "Well, this is a. I don't know if this is true.
I think you know what you're going to say. Yeah, carry on.
He would go to a cafe and say, "Look, I can pay you, or I can do some drawings on the serviettes here on the table, and you can frame them and sell them or whatever you want."
Yeah.
And everyone, of course, the cafe owner, very similar to Gary Ablett Sr. I heard this one about him was that he would pay pizza joints in Geelong. So for people that know, he's a Geelong legend.
Right.
Geelong football legend. He would pay pizza joints with a check. So you get your $20 Hawaiian, large Hawaiian, and your Mexican, and he would say, "Look, I could pay in cash, but I could write out a check and sign it." And of course, the pizza shop owner would go, "Oh my God, I've got a signed check by Gary Ablett Sr. I'm going to frame that." So that these guys would never cash the checks. So in pizza for free. Not a bad idea. You could do that, Glenn.
I'll give you, right.
I'll give you an autograph. But anyway, I've
heard a Picasso story where someone was with Picasso in the same situation, in a shop, because they're always, and they said, can you do a little drawing for me? And he did it like in 5 seconds, and she goes, "Can I have that?" And he said, "It'll cost you $50,000 or whatever it was." And she said, "But it only took you 10 seconds here, but it took me a lifetime to learn it to do it in 15."
So true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like being a comedian.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
True.
Can you just do the free?
Can you tell us a joke?
For free?
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
You and Picasso and, you know, Salvador Dali, we're all very similar. We know what they're suffering.
I like Monet too. I've come across to him.
I used to do a joke in my stand-up about Monet.
What, you did a joke about Monet?
Imagine that. The joke was, I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah.
It was my dad used to work at the art gallery.
Yeah.
And when I was doing Year 12 art, for my final exam, I handed in Monet's Water Lilies.
Yeah. And yeah, got a good score.
Got a C minus because the definition was a bit, you know.
Well, he's an impressionist. You know where they got the word impressionist from? I learned this on my trip to Europe. Impressionist was an insult to them in a review. The reviewer said about Monet and his mates that it was not, they were not doing art. It was an impression of art.
Oh, I see.
And so he took that on and said, "Oh, well, let's just call ourselves impressionists then."
Because there's the real artists and there's the people who are doing impressions of art.
Well, that's obviously Monet is a real artist. We're deep into the art world on this podcast. We're so into it.
Dali, surrealist.
Surrealist, though. That's right.
So here's how they work. Have a pizza. Have a dream.
Yeah.
Get up.
Have a bong. And
draw a picture. Because you look at them, seriously.
So what's he got to do with Chupa Chups? Do you love a Chupa Chup?
Spanish.
Oh, yeah. I thought Chupa Chups were Italian.
Oh, am I wrong?
No. You might be right.
Let's ask Sam.
Are they Italian or Spanish?
Chupa Chups are Spanish.
Oh, there you go. They are Spanish.
Thanks, Sam. They are Spanish. I don't know why.
So that's a connection. But that's not... That's that
surely. But too. What was Dali? 30s?
No, I think 20s? He was around in the 40s too, Dali.
So Chupa Chups would have come after.
You'd reckon they would have come after him, but they could have been around. I mean, that's the thing about... It's like Nutella in Italy. Nutella was around for years, and we only got it, 20 years ago? You know what I mean? Like, and whereas...
Nutella's been around for a long time.
Oh, in Italy it has, yeah.
Is it again? It's chocolate...
Hazelnut spread.
Spread.
And that was only made because they ran out of cocoa. So...
And it was a bad day.
It was a bad day. And they're like, "Come on, Alfonso, we need some more spread." Okay. Hazelnuts were cheaper, I think. So,
Chupa Chups. Spain, Dali, artist. Okay.
Do you like Chupa Chups, Glenn? When was the last time you had one?
Well,
I'll put it to you.
My partner brought me back a Chupa Chup, a marijuana Chupa Chup.
Oh, my. What?
A marijuana Chupa Chup.
A marijuana flavored.
You Google marijuana Chupa Chup, and they do exist.
Was it flavored or was it an actual marijuana Chupa Chup?
Well, let me finish. She was saying to me, "You should try this because it." You know me; I've never. I'm Mr.
You're not Mr. Chuff Chuff.
I'm not Mr. Chuff Chuff.
You're no Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, I am down that road when the tablets and the the what do you call them?
The chuffies, the marijuana, the joints.
They come
man.
Out. I
the know, Mary Jane.
Yeah, so I'm not stuff. I'm not a Mary Jane guy. So I didn't have it. Then I looked it up. They've taken out the
THC,
which is the good part, apparently.
Yeah. So there's just a flavour.
It's just a flavour of marijuana, which, God. You know, I mean, is
who
that,
wants that?
What, is that bong water? Is that?
Yeah, it's like, it's horrible.
So you just get a lolly and just twirl it around like in the bong water and
like
sell
a herb,
it
as, like a herb,
yeah,
sort of flavoured Chupa Chup. My kids love Chupa Chups, but you know, there's two types of Chupa Chups. There's your fruit flavoured ones,
yeah,
and then there's the milky ones. So there's your strawberry and cream, your chocolate, and then the fruit ones are quite different. Like, you know, best one's cola.
I get concerned towards the end of them because you suck them down and then there's the bit at the end and then you say you tend to go with the teeth. Dangerous.
Yeah, and crack it. Yeah, crack it. Yeah, that's right.
You just crack it and then what do you do with the stick? Do you put that in your pocket? Sticky stick.
A sticky stick.
You don't want a sticky
out.
Stick in no, your pocket.
Sticky stick. Got to throw that out.
You find them in the back of your car, do you? I dare say them on the
in my car, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Stuck to the floor.
They love a Chupa Chup.
I never know what to do with when you're out at a party and you get finger food and there are sticks in there or an ice cream with a stick.
That's why they give you a serviette, then you've got to scrunch up and put in a pop plant.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Where do you hide your stick, you know?
But I think that's why Chupa Chups was so popular, because of the stick, because they took a hard-boiled lolly and stuck it on a stick.
Who was the guy on television, Telly Savalas?
Telly Savalas! Yes.
Who loves you, baby?
Kojak.
He was big on the... Wasn't he big on the Chupa
70s.
Chup?
Yeah, he had a Chupa Chup all the time.
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby?
Because you do
Huggy Bear.
When you've got some, you become slightly affected when you've got, because you can pull the Chupa Chup out and gesture with it and put it back in.
Yeah, it was obviously a thing they came up with in the writing team or whatever. Well, maybe he did as an actor and said, you know, Columbo's got the whole whatever thing going on.
One more question.
Yeah, we need something for Kolchak.
Wouldn't look, on paper, you wouldn't Kolchak? You wouldn't Kolchak. Be jumping at it. You wouldn't be going, he's a tough guy, bald headed. Yeah. He's a cop, wasn't he?
He was a cop.
And he sucks on Chupa Chups.
Sucks on Chupa
Chups. And it says, who loves you, baby?
What flavour? They looked very benign. They weren't a cola, that's for sure. They looked like a milky flavour.
So, and I'll tell you another thing about Chupa Chup. Hard to unwrap.
Oh, very hard to unwrap. As a parent, very hard to unwrap. Often I'll give my kid one, and then 10 minutes later, they'll still be trying to unwrap it.
So it's a twirl, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to get under there, but some are harder than others.
Yeah.
And there's really little ones now, which are even worse, that you're getting party bags and stuff.
Baby Chupa Chups. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Okay, Dali, Chupa Chup. I'm heading towards an answer. Have you got anything? I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm seeing paintbrush, and I'm seeing Dali sucking the end of his paintbrush. Don't know why. I'm not trying to be funny here. I don't know. Maybe he... Well, he didn't invent them. Did he?
No, he didn't. I don't think he invented Chupa Chups. That was a confectioner, surely.
I'm heading towards an answer. How are you going?
No, I think I've got something.
Now, what do we do? Now, we've got some think music for our answer.
I think we've got some Chupa Chup music.
One Chupa Chup, two Chupa Chup. Let me just say, each Chupa Chup you lick goes a long, long, long way.
Chupa Chups, the longest lick on a stick.
Well, thanks, Sam. All right.
What was that? That was obviously the Chupa Chup ad.
Yeah, that was from I remember seeing that. That was the 80s, I reckon. Maybe early 90s.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the... his association with was... Oh, this doesn't quite work.
No,
now,
go
it?
On.
The Chupa Chup was invented because Dali used to chew the end of his paintbrush.
And that's where they got the idea from.
Yes. He held the Chupa Chup in his hand and a paintbrush in his hand and he'd suck on the end of it. This is not good, is it? What are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with that he owned the Chupa Chup company because I know he loved money and I know he was Spanish and I know Chupa Chups are Spanish. I reckon he was one of the...
So you reckon he made his money earlier on?
I don't think he invented it. I think he bought into it and was like one of the owners of the Chupa Chup company.
Not a good look for an artist, you know, want to buy one of my paintings. By the way, we're handing out Chupa Chups at the the next showing.
I'm a part of my company. It's part of my company.
So he would have. Okay, interesting answer. Timing would be correct.
Let's find out.
The Chupa Chups logo was designed in 1969 by artist Salvador Dali.
The company's founder had a coffee with Darling and told him the confectionery didn't have a logo. Dolly got to work immediately and took these jobs because he likes getting paid.
Oh, he designed it.
He designed the logo.
Oh, he didn't own it.
No.
Oh, Alan does it. So the Chup Chup people have gone, do you want to cross over into a bit of
commercial graphics.
Commercial art? And he's gone, why not love a bit of the dollar?
Yeah, he loved money apparently.
So the logo, is it the logo?
It's the logo.
Yeah, the logo.
Which is like writing, curly sort of writing, and in a daisy kind of, it's like a flower. It looks like a flower. And the genius thing about the Chubba Chub logo, which I noticed the other day, it sits on the top of the lollipop. So when kids look down at it, it's like right there on the wrapper. So it's not around it, it's on the top of the circle.
So every is a Dali on every Chubba Chub?
Yeah.
So in other words, you could.
We all own Dalies.
We all own Dalies.
Every milk bar.
You've seen Dalies in the gutter. They're flicked out under the back seats of cars. God, that's fascinating.
Isn't it? Apparently Picasso designed Twisties packet. I don't know if that's true.
Well, he was a bit jealous. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Salvador Dali and Chupa Chups.
Well, that's that, I've got to say, Sam has excelled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is somehow related.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill, produced by Courtney Carthy. Leave a review for Somehow Related where you're listening to podcasts.
Well, thanks for listening.
I'm going to go and have a
Chubba Chub.
A Chubba Chub.
Oh, what flavour?
Well, you reckon Coke.
Cola. Yeah, cola's the best. Cola. There's new flavours too, but cola.
It worries me that you know so much about it.
Yeah, I know. I love a Chubba Chub. I love a Chubba Chub.
So if the kids are getting one, you'll just bang one out yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
and you'll be crunching away in the car.
Crunching away in the car. Finish it before your mum sees you. Come on, finish it. Finish it.
Stick, Dad, the stick. What do I do?
The stick, yeah. The stick's bad. Ooh. I found them on the bottom of my shoes, those sticks. That's how bad it is in my house.